You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has shown the combined impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, conflict and an economic crisis is exposing millions of Afghans to acute food shortages. More than half of Afghanistan's population, about 23 million people, is starving. It's the highest number of people facing hunger recorded by the United Nations during the past 10 years. The findings are revealed in the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report. Mary Ellen McGrawty is the World Food Programme's country director in Afghanistan.
8.7 million people are in what is termed IPC4, just one step away from starvation. There is a tsunami of destitution, incredible suffering and hunger spiraling out of control across Afghanistan, pushing millions and millions of its people, its children, its women, families in every corner of the country to the brink of survival and the country towards potential chaos.
Afghanistan has reported 96 new coronavirus cases and 5 new deaths in the past 24 hours, with only 3% of its population estimated to be fully vaccinated. The infection figures are small in comparison to other countries, but with hospitals already under immense pressure, COVID-19 is attacking a health system already in crisis. Marwa is a nursing supervisor at the Indira Gandhi Children's Hospital in Kabul.
Our request for the current government is to increase the number of our staff because every nurse is usually responsible for about 4 children now due to a lack of staff.
Meanwhile, Russia is also grappling with a health system struggling to stay afloat due to the pandemic. The country is recording over 35,000 coronavirus cases a day on average. Doctors report packed wards and a heavy strain on resources and staff, including junior doctors and medical students who have been brought in to help. Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin says the pressure is spreading across the country.
We can see that the coronavirus situation is very serious in all of the Russian regions. The morbidity is extremely high. There are a lot of patients in severe conditions in hospital wards, many who haven't got the vaccination in time. Doctors are fighting for their lives. It's important to push for the vaccination rate further. It's impossible to contain the spread of infection without it.
Russia has since ordered regional leaders to step up their fight against COVID-19 as the daily death toll hit a record for the 6th time in 8 days. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide workplace shutdown from October the 30th to November the 7th. The surge is encouraging some Russian residents to get the vaccine, like Moscow resident Yelena Sadova.
The restrictions were in place last year too, in 2020 when we had a lockdown. Nevertheless, it didn't convince me to get vaccinated. Now we see new statistics. Moreover, we have gained some experience. I know so many people, a whole cemetery, who died of COVID. That's why it's better to get vaccinated.
Just a third of Russians are currently fully vaccinated. Europe's inoculation progress has been sporadic. 80% of Malta's population is fully vaccinated, while Eastern Europe's rates are low, with countries like Bulgaria at just 20%. The EU's public health agency has warned the continent's upcoming winter flu season could put an even greater burden on health systems already strained by the COVID-19 situation. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.